Okay, so with the budget, I know we're kind of skipping around. Are we going to have this ready for December 17th area?
And also, while we're going to that, you guys, in the past, we've sent some kind of newsletter with the invoices and the budget at the end of the year. Now, invoices.
For the assessment?
When I send out the assessments, I send them out before Christmas at the end of the year because they're due January 15th. So I give people about, you know, 3 weeks to
contact. I think the cover letter should go. And I think it should go under the president's signature.
Okay, well, should it go under the president's signature, or do you want to have a newsletter like you did on the last one?
And, well, what about some of the items here? There's one item that I'd like to see a part of that may last.
Okay, well, whatever.
But wait a second.
We'll plan on it. But if you have texts to go under the newsletter, that would be a good idea.
You'd like to send that out about the 17th? Or?
I would know. I'd like to have the information by the 17th. It takes me a few days to get everything stuff and going, and I want to mail it out before Christmas. Now, it gives me a week, you know. That's a busy week.
Sometimes it doesn't get out until the first week or second week of January.
Well, I guess I could wait to them, but I hate to do that to people because they're expecting it. In the last few years, they've all gotten it before Christmas. Well, they haven't gotten it. I've mailed it before Christmas and they've gotten it.
You know, it's not going to be a surprise.
It's not. They already know it.
You haven't raised the...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. That's true. But the thing is that those are the kind of thing that they've got. A lot of people got reservations for next year and they want to pay by the 15th of January, which is what our rules say. They need to pay by the 15th of January to keep their reservation, you know, without any interruption or whatever, and I just don't want to mess anybody up. I just want to give them.
Well, we still got a problem because we're going to go back and readjust this.
$6,000.
$6,000. We approved it like it is. We have to go back and readjust it. Well, the human thing.
You're the one out $6,000.
You're the one that's shortest here.
I know. I guess we can see the way it is.
Would it make any sense to say, let's reduce contract services by $3,000 and move that into the management fee?
Three.
Six, rather.
That doesn't
work.
You still got to take a little bit out of something.
6 months, six is too much.
Yeah, you can take
some
out of one. You have to
leave
some in contract services.
Increase
capital
income $6,000.
Well, we can do
that. But we've got to, with what we have.
We have to adjust expenses.
Well, we just got $1,200 back from Candy.
You got back more than
$2,400. Yeah.
$2,900.
But that's not going to happen every year, so we got to fix it.
Hey, did you hear him? I really consider it $2,900 because you got the present too.
There it is. Hopefully, we can reduce some of the horse bill. We can have them on the. Well, then take them back out of the cabin. You're going to have to get something set up. I don't know how you can do that. Well, she saved some money on the laundry.
That's true, and that was something I had thought about having an RV company do.
They could take the guy off the laundry down, because I don't think it would be that major that they come in once a week and do the laundry.
As long as if you have two and the other one stays there, it's still great.
That might help reduce some of that about half.
It's just cheaper to have one of those guys
take care of. Okay, we have budgeted $1,000 for bad debt. If we agree, we will not write off any bad debts.
Okay, there you go.
We can pick up $1,000.
Okay.
In that category. But right. That means that...
That's $3,400.
No, you can take them all out of the...
Contract?
Did you decrease laundry then, Larry, or no?
Take the laundry. Take it. You can do half of it.
Well, is that reasonable, though?
Sure. Because you're not going to pay some shit. They're getting it out of the maintenance budget anyway. You should get somebody in to do it.
It doesn't count as maintenance. You're talking about the soap and stuff?
The laundry. Yeah, well, she dumped that half. Probably.
So we spent $1,900 this year, even with the savings. So.
But she only did it for the last month. She only did it for a couple of months. If they did it every month, it's going to cut right in half.
Is it reasonable to take another $1,000 out of that?
Well, I think you could make $500. You got $2,500 in there.
Okay.
You're only going down to $12.
He took out $500.
Yeah, took out $1,000.
Oh.
Okay, so that's...
Well, I think we can't stop. the store and it's the fire.
Would it be reasonable to take the contract services back down to 8,000?
Yes.
We actually spent 98.
Well, she hired this other guy, so we should be able to drop that down.
What?
And contract services, if they take it down to 7, maybe we...
Take it down to that part?
You took it down to 7. Well, yes, that's all the whole thing. Like Dale says, it's all tied together. If we hire this other person, if we don't, we're stuck. You know, I guess it depends on how much we pay.
Well, if we took
it...
Yeah,
we can take 1,000 out of it.
If we took 1,000 of that and took it down to 8,000, then we're at $5,400. And we're...
No, our host debt doesn't have to be that high either. We can spend it.
It wasn't the horse and bat bill that was expensive, it was the horseshoe.
Well, why do we have to
shoot? Did he get out again?
Why do we have to shoot out? It is rockier than that. Right up on those trails of the horses. Now we're going to do it
without. Well, it's only 800. How much is it? They shoot them twice. We only have the 3 horses. That's only...
No, I don't care what you shoot them all over. We use Dave Curley to get all the horses. I don't feel like he should have to shoe them, not to use them. The ranch pays for the shoes for everybody. There was 12 horses last year, but I didn't shoe them all. Because I didn't need to count Scout and Cody and...
Okay.
Am I there?
Well, that leaves us then short by about $600 or $700. We could probably
fencing materials.
I'm not sure we can do that until we understand what the plan is for the herd.
Some of us would like to visit with some of you to do.
Sure, I don't expand.
Open-minded.
You might be able to. I don't know, you already tell me. Well, a lot of things you might be able to take some out of there, take 500 out of there.
You should take it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that balances it again.
Okay.
All right, and we'll look at adjustments based on the proposal that we'll see.
Will we have that much fencing material?
Where is the piece? $1,200.
It's on the top of the second page of the livestock.
You're gonna, have you been out there and looked at those fences?
No,
oh, yes. Goodness gracious. I mean, I'll tell you right now, Cal 231, we don't have Cal 231. I won't even bother to mention that here. Cal 231. That's the one that's going in my freezer if it keeps going through that plastic fence. Because it's broken two fence posts, it's broken the plastic fence.
That's the one you shoot.
That's exactly.
Ooh, I had to shoot mine.
No problem. Cal 231 is going to be in the freezer.
Okay, good then.
So we need a newsletter by Friday, by Saturday.
17.
How many horses do we want in the association?
Three. One of them
is
not usable.
Perhaps has a budget.
And one of those is 20 plus years old, basically one.
Now, you're going to get this down too, Barb. She's got to have the assessment paperwork done.
Okay. If I get you the budget and the newsletter, can you put it in with your mailing to everybody?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Are you wanting to buy the horse and leave it there?
Yeah. Let's do it. The freezer. We need to generate $500 or something to buy horses.
We need to get one of our horses raised off.
Now wait a minute, Sean. I want to make sure Mr. Schimpf was in here. Now, did you hear what he said? He wants to buy a horse.
Okay.
No,
did Ortlander's horse sell?
You know what? I think I got her sold. He went down to the Nationals last weekend in Vegas, and so he didn't come back until yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him. But I think I got her sold. And then, but I haven't been using her that much either. Another thing is, I want permission from you guys. Talk about horses. I'm glad to send him about the money. Scout, one of our ranch horses. You know who Scout is, the small pony one, the hairy furry one. He is not usable. He is not usable. He's an old seller. He's foundered, too many times, and he's just not usable. His feet are just sore. He is a big, big pet. I want to know if you guys are okay me in the newsletter somewhere, Larry, would you write that Scout is in need of a new home. Is there anybody in the membership that would love to have a petting animal that they can just... I mean, you could put kids on him and lead him around, but you can't ride him out on the trail.
That's
like
what I was going to say. Can we leave him out there leave him in the crowd?
I don't care.
Kids, leave him around in the crowd.
Well, like, then you feed him. My point, you guys, you don't understand. We cannot give our horses nutrition blocks and grain and stuff to scout around. He really puts a crimp on things because he founders so easily. The second thing is I'm haying him, and I'm giving him shots, and I'm doing all this stuff that's costing the ranch money, and he's not usable. The third thing is Rocky is trying to kill him.
Your horse?
Yeah.
And you've
saved his
life a couple times now.
Yeah, I've had Rocky chasing me. I've been tossing the rocks to Rocky.
So you guys briefly understand the horse program, Dave Shirley had two horses up there. We enjoyed them really greatly this summer. Dave's come and got his horses now and taking them back to his place. I have my two. I've got mine down here. Bill has two, and I'm suggesting he sells both of them. The Lord Lonnie's have had one. I'm suggesting they get rid of her. That leaves Lee Gatmeyer's two horses, the only two good horses we've got left. So we are down to a basically no horse situation up there. As far as the ranch goes, they don't have a horse. If you want to buy a good horse, how much do horses cost?
Leaves up the budget, $20,000.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. You know, I got a good horse, but dang, it's expensive. I don't think, I mean, I heard the comment, well, the ranch needs to own a bunch of horses. Why does the ranch need to own a bunch of horses when people like Clint and Phil and Dave Turley and Gatmeyer and myself are donating our horses to use? Why should the ranch put out $20,000+ for horses whenever somebody will loan you their horse and all you have to do is feed it and shoe it and make sure it gets vaccinated for West Nile, et cetera, you know? And they're signing a contract that says that if the horse happens to die, they're not holding us liable, you know, which we've had everybody sign. So, I'm just telling you guys, that's the way the horse program has been working just for now, at least with our budget, but we keep it that way. Does the ranch want to break up my horses? Break them? My days of doing that are over, Sean. I got thrown off the other day and I thought I was going to die. I got one that's broken, the other two I haven't been. I was just getting ready. But anyway, just so you guys are aware, is it okay with you guys, is it okay if I say that Scout's in need of a home and if it's one of our members, if somebody has a place that they'd like to adopt him for a little
just
child?
Just don't let my kid read it because...
Oh, you know, and I really would like to get him out of the cold weather because he's getting old and stiff, and the cold weather is making him so stiff that the other day he couldn't even get up.
He couldn't get up, and I'm over there and
how old is
trying
he?
To give him water and I trying to give him water and some hay, and then that miserable Rocky's over there.
There was a Mexican restaurant in Clovis.
Oh, don't you say that!
That's why I don't like the French. They eat horse.
Guys, I'm sorry. I just have the animals. Don't ask me to put them out, but I can't do that.
So she's asked if the board would agree that we should be able to put this in the newsletter.
If you take him home and rewatch him, I won't do it. Maybe $15.
Well, I think you should.
I would definitely, I'll make a motion to put it in the next newsletter. Larry, will you say Scout needs a new home?
Yep.
Yeah.
Any member that would love him?
Well, not Scotty Morris.
I'll sacrifice plus your old horse.
Yeah, he's definitely 25.
Motion on the floor to have Wonderful Scout included.
Somewhere warm.
To be offered a new home. It's been seconded. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Aye. Aye.
You got it.
I hear you, Val.
He can't talk down there. I hear him.
I like it when Val's there.
Okay.